And you might say, well, what about the times where it seems like God's not delivering? What about the times when we face great hardships and trials? Well, this psalm includes those comforts as it says, "Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Think about all the past rescue he's given. Will he not carry every good promise through his Son, the living one? For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living."
This message is from Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. Rock, Solid Hope, and Rim Country. April 19th, 2026. Psalm 116.
At times we may wonder, does God hear? And maybe more importantly, not only does he hear, does my circumstance, does my situation even matter to him? And how do I know he responds? How can we be confident in that? Today we once again consider how his banner over us is love. He declares it and it's seen. And we look at one more psalm with Psalm 116. And there we find assurance, not only does God hear, even in the worst of circumstance or times, he hears and our circumstance matters to him. We know that's true. Take, for example, there was a man who lived in a foreign nation, and he himself was fairly well off. He had a lot of servants, but a raiding band of marauders came and they took some of his relatives, and they took a lot of the people in the nearby town. You can imagine, like all throughout history, like the Vikings invading England and other places, how the people were terrorized that were carried off, thinking this was the end. They were slaves, and they were captured, their goods, their supplies all gone, and they themselves doomed. But that man, you can imagine, cried out, "Lord, save me." And what he decided to do was to take some of the men in his household. In fact, he had a great number of them. He grabbed their swords and their weapons, and they pursued the enemy. And they chased after the enemy to the point where they won the battle, and they were able to bring back all the prisoners safely. That man's name was Abram, as we know him, Abraham. And Abram could say, "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live." Another man, also in a foreign nation, a different foreign nation, found himself a slave. There was no rescue for him. There was no intervention. No, he knew he was doomed to live in that foreign nation. In fact, his relatives didn't want to rescue him. They hated him. Alone, isolated, and abandoned. And you can imagine that man being sold into a foreign nation as a slave cried out, "Lord, save me." Though the scripture doesn't record his prayer, it does record God's response. God lifted him out of the pit of despair and agony. God brought him from being alone to even slandered and everything that went wrong and forgotten to being the second highest in all of the kingdom. You know him as Abraham's great-grandson, Joseph. And Joseph was one who could say, "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live." You probably are familiar with other people who made such a prayer. There was one who was in a foreign land once again, this time wrongly accused and thrown to be devoured by the lions, but he called out, "Lord, save me." And he was delivered. There was another one who, these words almost echo in the psalm, almost phrase for phrase, who was saying, "The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow." And the cords of death would have been the seaweed wrapping around him as he was thrown into the depths of the sea. In that raging storm, how could he ever think God would save him when he had abandoned God? But he cried out, "Lord, save me." That man you know as Jonah, was able to say, "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry to mercy," though he didn't deserve it. And we could go on, couldn't we? All the people who have called on the Lord's name have always had a response. And God notices the suffering of his saints, even as the cords of death begin to entangle and wrap around. Maybe you have experienced that. This morning, as we'll include in our prayers, one of our members is in the emergency room. You can imagine they're calling out, "Lord, save me." Someone that I spoke with yesterday that came to the funeral was talking about their in-law going into a critical condition. And you can imagine they're calling out, "Lord, save me." And there'll be a time in your life when you will begin to wonder, does God care about my circumstance? Does he hear? And will he deliver? Well, there was one more who could say these things as he called out to the Lord. His soul was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, and he cried out to the Father, "Father, save me." But for him, the answer waited. That day, he was entangled with the cords of death as he was wrapped and nailed to the cross. But the Lord heard his voice, he who cried out, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And he showed himself to the disciples. He was rescued. He rose, and he lives. He is the one who now says that whatever you ask in my name, it will be given. He's the one who invites you to pray at all times and in all circumstances, no matter how despairing it might seem. And yes, at times we might feel like that first man, Abraham, and feel like the odds are overwhelming, impossible. How could we ever make such a rescue? But God does the impossible. Or we might feel like that other man, Joseph, his great-grandson, and feel that we're totally abandoned. Our family hates us. The people around us have slandered us and deserted us. But God doesn't. Or we might feel like that other man, Jonah, thinking, "I haven't followed and listened to my God. Why should he listen to me?" And he shouldn't, but he does, to all who call on him for mercy. And there we have it, the same thing. Each one of you can say, whatever your circumstance, "I love the Lord, for he has heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy." And you might say, well, what about the times where it seems like God's not delivering? What about the times when we face great hardships and trials? Well, this psalm includes those comforts as it says, "Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Think about all the past rescue he's given. Will he not carry every good promise through his Son, the living one? For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." Even if it seems like God is delaying or not answering, this psalm points to something important. It says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants, his saints." Does the death of a believer matter? Here you have it. God does care. God does notice, and he is mindful of what is happening in your life. Even as you die, he still is concerned and watching over your circumstance. And he has plans to deliver you from death to the land of the living. And so until he does that, until this body is made new, and we walk in that land of the living, we can say, "I will call on the Lord as long as I live. He has turned his ear to me in mercy." And we will join with Jonah and Abraham and all the saints as we say, "I will call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people." Those vows you perhaps spoke at confirmation or when you gather in his house, you've said, "Lord, I love your voice. Let me call on your name. Let me make known what you have done. Truly, Lord, I am your servant. You have freed me from my chains. The cords of death have been broken." We are free. In the house of the Lord, praise the Lord. Because the Lord, the living Lord, has made his message clear. His banner over us is love. And always, in every circumstance, until the end, he hears our cries. in Jesus. Amen. Now to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his own blood and made us to be love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He has heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul. For the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem, praise the Lord.